The scripture for today is Psalms 105:34. We're still speaking about the plagues here. He spoke and the locusts came and the grasshoppers without number.
Heavenly Father, let me revel in the fact that you can speak all things into being. Just one word from your mighty mouth and the locusts come, grasshoppers without number. Today I will dwell in the shelter of your wings and I will know that you are my God. Praise your holy name. Amen.
Not sure if I can handle this upbeat music. Our thought for today is, think about the first time you ever encountered a grasshopper. I have a friend of mine when I was a kid. She hated bugs. But it was great. You ever got her to play in the grass with you and your friends? Funniest thing in the world when a grasshopper jumped on her. You wouldn't believe a human being could move so fast. What kind of feelings did it evoke the first time one jumped on you when you least expected? Today, for the action, look up locust and grasshopper in the encyclopedia, and then read Exodus chapter 10. Think about it, you've seen a few grasshoppers here and there. Seen a few locusts. But how would it feel to every step you took, you heard crunch? And we're not talking popcorn here.
Today's treasure can be found in Psalms chapter 22, verse 23, reading, "You who fear the Lord, praise Him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify Him, and fear Him, all you offspring of Israel."
Next few days, I want to share with you about spiritual revival in children. You know, sometimes we forget about that as parents, we're supposed to be teaching our children to pray, teaching our children to love Jesus, teaching our children to follow His ways. The Bible says that if we teach them as they're young, when they get older, they will follow the Lord. I honestly believe this, and I'm still praying for one of ours to do exactly that. Many great adults and churches today are praying for spiritual revival. While a revival might be a complicated concept to teach children, the idea of spiritual hunger is not. One of the best things you can do for your family's spiritual development is to teach them to pray in a way that grows hunger for God. When God fills that hunger, that's revival. Here's some ideas. Teach children to recognize quickly the presence of sin in their lives and confess it and repent it. It is rare in this day and age to find people who are willing to admit their sins, and sensitivity to sin will be a valuable thing for children as they grow. Children need to understand that nothing we do that saddens God and grieves the Holy Spirit is acceptable in His sight. Even if it is a very small thing, teach them that as soon as they recognize sin, they should confess it to God and repent. Then to be sure to help them learn confidence that the Lord's loving forgiveness and willingness will cleanse them. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:19. This teaching reminds me of our son, Neil. When he was younger, he used to surprise even the teachers in Sunday school. Had a genius IQ and he loved the Lord. And this was a boy that if the teachers didn't know where a verse was or didn't understand the answer, they'd turn around and they'd ask him,